copy of a letter Mansfield sent to me in my reply on our messages. He says if we get our messages up, they could be able to help us in the Senate. And
message of what?
On everything it's not up on. I've got 200 up there and 300 reports in the first 60 days, but I've got 20 or 30 that are not up there, like minimum wage we're studying, like agriculture we're studying, like accelerated public works we're studying. And I have replied to him, and I'm rushing up all I can. I'll try to get them out in the next week where I'll have everything of mine up in the next few days, except two or three of the difficult ones that Wilbur Mills wants me to hold up on excise taxes and then labor and a few things like that, agriculture. But the thing I called you about, I just want you to treat these letters confidentially and put them in your file so you can keep up with what's happening with the leadership between me and Mansfield on these bills. But we are drafting a message, which I went over last night and approved, on the accelerated public works and the ARA and some small business loans and some agricultural loans and some housing and home finance loans by it's a new approach with a lot of new stuff in it. Now, it comes out of the meetings that we had last year with a congressman who said that they had great difficulty with ARA. But if they had accelerated public works, that was a popular program. So I went back to the budget and told them, let's try to accommodate ourselves to what these people want. If we're going to have so many millions to spend, let's try to spend it the way they'd like to have it spent. They don't like ARA too much, and they do like accelerated public works. So we drafted a different approach. And the bill contains, do you have a pencil?
Yeah.
The bill contains $275 million for public works.
Yeah.
Instead of the normal $400 that we would have probably had for ARA. It contains $100 for ARA extension, discontinuing. So it's about three times as much for public works as ARA.
ARA extension.
Yeah. It has $125 million to small business loans and community grants. And it has some HHFA, Department of Agriculture stuff, a little bit for rural area. The big item.